This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today remains in what's described as a coma. Palestinian officials are denying reports that he's brain dead and on life support. There is, as yet, no accurate diagnosis for the ailment that sent him to a hospital outside Paris a week ago. French doctors attending Arafat said all vital organs are functioning. Nonetheless, it's widely believed that his time as leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization is over, and attention is now focusing on the post-Arafat era. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Renee.
What is the Palestinian leadership doing to prepare for this, what they call, new era?
The overriding aim at the moment is to try to unify the political scene. The fear has been a power vacuum in the occupied territories because of Arafat's condition. So far, order has been maintained. Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa, who has already assumed several of Arafat's powers over the economy, over security matters, is due to travel to the Gaza Strip tomorrow. And there he will try to guarantee full cooperation with all the parties in the West Bank and Gaza. Mahmoud Abbas, the former prime minister who has become the central authority figure since Arafat's departure, is due to remain in Ramallah as the number two after Arafat in the PLO hierarchy. He's one of the likely candidates to step in to replace Arafat in the near term anyway.
And Palestinians themselves, how are they reacting to what appears to be Yasser Arafat's imminent demise?
Well, you know, interestingly, Ramallah hasn't changed its tempo much at all, Renee. Life is, it seems, more directed around Ramallah than news flashes from Paris. There is an apathy. But there's also concern for what kind of government would follow Arafat. The Palestinians are yearning for something more accountable, less corrupt, more engaged with them. And that really means holding elections at the end of the day. And then, of course, should Arafat die, the question of where Yasser Arafat would be buried in the event he dies. Arafat wants to be laid to rest in Jerusalem at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has ruled that out. So I think the Gaza Strip would appear to be the place that Israel would allow Arafat's burial, but we're not quite there yet.
And then all this talk of his death does, though, bring us to the question of Arafat's legacy.
For 40 years, this Arafat gathered all central authority around him, and you're beginning to see the effects of that today. He controlled the Palestinian territories with the force of his personality, and he also doled out a great deal of patronage, which helped him consolidate that power. And now with that slipping away, there is justifiably confusion. There's a sense that things could come unglued. How do they proceed? That's the big question. I mean, Arafat's departure from the Palestinian leadership does create a new reality in the occupied territories. One Israeli newspaper said today that Arafat's removal would mark the end of the era of paralysis and that it would now be up to Israel to capitalize on the window of opportunity that may be opening.
Julie, thanks very much. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Ramallah.